Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I'm just one of your hosts, Sean Boyle, and with me is
Ashley Mott.
And welcome to the half-hour radio program that comes to you every Sunday on our great partnership with 104.5 The Flame, but also is available as a podcast. That's a little fancy thing I just threw in right there.
So fancy. <laughs> But
welcome to the show. It's all about making or discussing programs that are available for children and families in our great community we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council are not media and or technology experts. We just play that role for 30 minutes every Sunday. But what we do for our community at the Children's Services Council, what we work on every single day is really focused around five priorities. And those priorities are one, making sure every baby's a healthy baby. Two, stopping child abuse before it happens. Three, keeping kids off the streets. Four, keeping them in school. And five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors. And I say we make that a priority because we fund and develop and oversee 53 programs in those five categories that last year reached over 50,000 children in St. Lucie County.
And if you are curious, a curious listener, and want to see the impact that those programs had, exactly where those kids that we served came from, you can actually find all of that information in our annual report that is available on our website also at cscslc.org. But one of the cool things that we did in this year's annual report is include kind of a story from each one of those priority areas that Sean just mentioned. But you can kind of get to know a family or a child that received services in one of those priority areas and learn about the impact that it had on their life. So it's a really good way of kind of understanding what these programs are doing and how they are benefiting people in our community. You can also go on our website there and find information about those programs and resources, like contact information. So if there's something that you are looking for your family or for a friend, you can find all the information and the contact information there to share with whoever you need to.
And I'm sure everybody right now is stopping what they're doing, pulling out their phone, jumping on their tablet, starting up their computer, and they're going to our website, which again is cscslc.org. It's recently redesigned. It's a little bit cleaner looking, if you will. But if you want to know what these radio faces look like, you could go to...
With caution.
Oh, of course. I just thought that was a given. But with caution, and at least on this side, a lot of caution. But if you go to contact us on the website and it pulls down our team, you can see what all the faces of the team of the Children's Services Council look like. You can see who enjoyed getting their headshot done and those that it was quite painful for. But another way to connect with us besides our website is obviously through social media. We are not unlike every other business or entity out there. We are on social media, which includes Facebook. Just look up Children's Services Council St. Lucie County, or on Instagram or IG is what all the cool kids call it. Just look up St. Lucie CSC. You can see kind of behind the scenes on Instagram. Facebook is a little bit more straightforward, but we just recently had an event a couple of weeks ago, Swing Into Reading, in partnership with the Chamber. We bought tickets so that all families with children could get into the game at no cost, and each child was able to walk away with five books, and I think it was a great success. And you can see Bookman is on our Facebook page.
Bookman is featured quite significantly on our Facebook page. And since you brought up the IG where the cool kids live, I will just share too that the St. Lucie Mets posted some awesome pictures from the event. One of the cool things that we had the opportunity to do was that St. Lucie Mets players wore custom jerseys during the game, and they had a book literacy theme, if you will. Those custom jerseys are available for auction, and the proceeds from that auction are coming back to us so that we can support book vending machines across the community. It's something that the Mets got really excited about when we started talking about the opportunity to bring additional book vending machines. So if that's something that you are interested in, please take a look at those jerseys and bid on them. There were some awesome pictures posted last week by the Mets of the players wearing the jerseys. So definitely go and check those out. The bids are open for about 3 weeks, so we still have a little bit of time. But don't want you to miss that opportunity if that's something that you would love to have in your closet.
Did you make a bid yet? Are you going to make a bid? Did you?
I did.
On number 15?
Yep, for my daughter. I figured that was happening.
I was looking through it and I was like, oh, and I saw number 15 had a bid. I was like, that's got to be the Mock family. I'm thinking about, and you know, with all things financial, I got to talk to my wife, but I'm thinking about, I like, I think his name is Jet Williams.
Oh yeah, number four.
Yeah,
number
I love the name Jet. That's so awesome. So I thought maybe I'll put a bid on that one.
Very cool. It was a great time. We had a great time. A big shout out to the St. Lucie Mets and to Casey there, who has been a great partner of ours for a long time. But when I talked to John earlier today, we don't have a final number. I know game attendance, there was just under 1,800 people there, which is awesome. So thank you to everyone who came out and supported, and hopefully the kids who took books home have already started on their summer reading.
Do we have any idea how many books we distributed?
That's the number that we're waiting for. Okay. We're working on that. John seems to think we brought 5,000 books. John seems to think that we gave away about 3/4 of them.
Okay.
So that's pretty good.
That's a change. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of books that got out into the community. Lots of kids that were really excited about being able to take books that they picked out home with them. So had some really good conversation with parents and kids who came out to the event.
So if you're a parent or grandparent and you're just kind of catching up to what's going on with this book distribution, who's this book man character, all that stuff, obviously follow on social media, because we post about Bookman quite frequently. He's quite popular, but also the CSC, what you can get there through the Children's Services Council website, or we have our own separate entry for our literacy efforts, which is stlucyreads.org. The saint is stlucyreads.org. You can find out not only what we're doing as far as book distribution and giving away books, but there's also reading tips, and there's ways for you to be engaged in this effort, whether it be with your own child or with the community. So I encourage everybody to check it out, and let's keep this book man swinging to reading momentum going, if you will.
I like it. I like your analogy there.
I'm gonna let our guest in.
Okay, awesome. So we have a great guest today. I'm gonna do a little preface, because I have not had the opportunity to meet her yet, but you have, because she has received an award from us recently. We give away a community impact award to someone working in one of our funded programs. And she was actually nominated by Kelly Santos, one of our program specialists, because of all the amazing things that she was doing. So we are so excited to have her with us today. We get to talk about a new-ish program, one of our newer programs. But Shantivia is with us today from the Doula program, Sisters Empowering Sisters. And first, I guess I should say congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Receiving the Community Impact Award, because I didn't get to see you when all that happened.
Wow. Yes. Thank you so much. What an honor.
It was funny because, we recorded, we give out the award in the All In show, which is currently in transition or on hiatus. I don't really, we're figuring that out with the chamber, but Shantivia and I walked out to the parking lot after recording it, and she's like, I forgot to talk about this. I wanted to talk about this. And I'm like, don't worry.
Yes.
I said, we got another option for you here. And here you are today to talk about all that stuff that we didn't get a chance to address on the TV show when we were celebrating all that you do.
Right. Yes. I was so nervous. I forgot so many things I wanted to address. So I thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to discuss those things. Thank you so much.
So, yes,
go ahead.
Well, no. So obviously you're part of the Sisters Empowering Sisters doula program, but it's a little bit of a misnomer because you are not actually a doula. You play another vitally important role in that program and in that system of care, if you will. So maybe can you describe to everybody what you do for that program or in that program?
So yes, I am a lactation consultant, and I provide breastfeeding support. The Sisters Empowering Sister program started off as a doula program created to help women have a positive birth experience, improve birth outcomes, and reduce infant mortality rates, right? But I am an extension of the Sisters Empowering Sisters program. So now that I have joined the team as a certified lactation consultant for nearly 2 years now, we offer lactation support in addition to labor support.
Well, and I know from conversations that we have had historically in our community, and even with some of our other home visiting programs, breastfeeding is often one of the most challenging things that comes along with bringing a newborn home from the hospital. So having you here and available for our local moms, I can imagine is such a huge part of just making, like you said, giving them a positive birth experience and continuing that through when their baby comes home with them.
Exactly, because I come in contact with so many first-time moms, and pretty much after having a positive birth experience, once they return home, it's like there's no manual or guide on how to actually breastfeed my baby, right? Or even, you know, hunger cues, or just trying to be a mom and figure out how to really help their babies, right? So just having someone with them to hold their hand along the way, it has really been a blessing for me and those moms. Some moms have told me personally that they would have quit breastfeeding had I not been there to hold their hand. So it's definitely been an honor. It's been a blessing. And just strengthening the bonds. I mean, some babies, research, it shows that their IQ, right, better IQ and overall in positively impacting the quality of the baby's lives as well. Breastfeeding, there's just so many benefits that come along with breastfeeding.
Now, when you provide your services, I'm just curious, you know, so obviously, you know, we're a family show, clearly Children's Services Council, family show airing on a Sunday. And if a parent, grandparent happens to be listening and they know somebody that's recently given birth or is pregnant, like, how do they get connected with your service? Is it just simply a phone call? Do you offer, do you come to the home? Do you offer classes on site somewhere? How does that, logistically, how does that work?
Okay. So several ways. So referrals, of course, word of mouth. Sometimes my clients may refer a family member or maybe the doctor's office. So my phone number, flyers, also cards are just pretty much everywhere. I try to make them visible, but I want to share my contact information for anyone who's listening now who may need breastfeeding support, because the Sisters Empowering Us Sisters program only cater to the prenatal and postpartum moms who live in two zip codes, the 34950 and 34947 zip code. And I do provide private service as well. And my contact information is 321-345-3835 if anyone is interested in receiving breastfeeding support. And also my email, you can contact me through my email, and that is Adam Shantivia, AdamShantivia @gmail.com, or Instagram, Leche Moms. Sometimes I think Instagram or maybe Facebook may be easier for our viewers. Facebook, you can find me on Facebook under Shan Adams as well. So definitely word of mouth. Also, I do teach classes. I get a lot of referrals, too, from the Women's Center. So I teach monthly free breastfeeding classes at the Women's Center. It's on 911 Delaware Avenue. And also the providers at that center as well provide free confidential counseling support as well, and free ultrasound and pregnancy testing as well.
Wow. So you're just really all over the place. Like anyway, any place. I feel like you're green eggs and ham. Like you can be anywhere, all over.
Yes, so, definitely.
So I know we will give your number out more than once. So I appreciate you offering up all of those different ways to get in touch with you. I think Sean and I would probably agree that it seems like people are more comfortable contacting you through Facebook or Instagram lately. We get requests or messages that way all the time.
Right.
But I love, can you talk about the dates for the monthly free breastfeeding class, when those are held at the Women's Care Center?
Yes, definitely. Every first Tuesday, I offer free breastfeeding classes at the Women's Care Center. Every first Tuesday of the month.
And when it comes to breastfeeding, I feel like I'm the wrong person to be asking this question, but I'm just going to ask. So how, like, when, you know, obviously when a baby's first born, we're trying to encourage breastfeeding, because like you said, it helps with brain development, higher IQ, helps them have healthier outcomes. There's a whole slew of positive attributes for breastfeeding, right? And I can remember, you know, my kids are older, but I can remember, you know, them encouraging obviously breastfeeding and try to breastfeed as long as you can. Is there a certain time when, you know, like for a mother that's giving birth, like, you know, my plan is to breastfeed for X amount of months, or does it just depend on the mother and the situation?
Well, the World Health Organization, they promote that women breastfeed at least up to the first 6 months of life. However, every mom and baby, they're different. So depending on the situation and the circumstance, it may behoove a mom to breastfeed less than 6 months, depending on the situation. However, I try to make sure that I implement plans or try to accommodate those moms who may be struggling, maybe financially or emotionally, and just try to find ways to help them assist. So, I mean, to better like navigate, so they may not be able to breastfeed for the full 6 months, but they can probably pump. That's what I'm trying to say, depending on their situation. Some moms have to work two or more jobs, and it's not really easy for that mom to just breastfeed if she's always working a majority of the time.
Well, and there's a lot of, and I can remember getting flashbacks to when my kids were born. There's a lot of, you know, I've yet to meet a mom or a baby that's born at like 12 p.m. You know, it always seems to me like everybody's birth story is like, I was in labor for 12 hours and I gave birth at 2 a.m., 6 a.m. And really what that does is it just sets up sleep deprivation, right, for everybody.
Right.
And then you go home and there's a lot of pressure. Pressure may not be the right word, but there's a lot of something, pressure, whatever it may be, to breastfeed. And sometimes, like, if the baby doesn't latch right away or if there's pain, right, and then there's associated guilt and or not knowledge of what to do. And that's really where you come in, right?
Right. Definitely. I come right in. Some moms, they're sleep deprived. Like you said earlier too, I think I heard you say sore nipples, and a lot of guilt, because some moms are like, okay, hey, I'm giving my baby formula, and a lot of the babies have been rejecting the formula lately. So moms feel guilty about that as well. However, I try to reassure those moms and just let them know that, you know, it's okay to use formula, but at the same time, just build their confidence up, educate them, and really just assist them with maybe proper positioning. Just sometimes little things such as positioning can help motivate babies to latch. Really just teaching them about hunger cues, not waiting for the baby to cry to feed their babies, because a lot of moms just wait until the baby starts crying. And by that time, the baby is already like hangry, and then the moms are unable to get a good latch. So really just little simple things through educating and just constant confirming really help moms to establish breastfeeding.
nobody's themselves when they're hangry, right? Even babies. That's I like that analogy. That's a great analogy.
I laughed maybe a little too hard at that because I definitely feel that way. I think it's important too that, you know, we reiterate in this conversation about guilt and different things that every baby is different. So
right.
A mom's experience with her first baby and breastfeeding is not going to be the same. It's absolutely not going to be the same the second time around. And so I think to your point, you know, you have, maybe you do have an expectation of what is supposed to happen because of how things went with your first baby. And it was a great experience. And your second baby doesn't operate the same way. And so just having someone like you to say, you know what, this is okay too. And it looks different, but it's okay.
Exactly. I agree.
And so I have on our, you know, believe it or not, folks, we actually have show notes. I know that may be hard to believe if you've listened to the show for a while, but we do actually have little show notes. But I see that there's a baby to baby program.
Yes. Definitely. So I started this program within the Sisters Empowering Sisters program because I come in contact with so many families, moms and babies that need just basic necessities such as diapers, clothing, blankets, car seats, bassinets, etc. So I pretty much started to collect new and quality used baby items, and I passed those items along to the babies in need in the Sisters Empowering Sisters program. I have been able to go above and beyond just giving diapers and cribs as well. Sometimes I connect with different church organizations, and I've been able to provide food, water, and temporary shelter for a few nights stay at a hotel, thanks to my church organization. So I just really look forward to really getting more funding to really help families in need in the Fort Pierce area. And maybe just beyond the Fort Pierce area, I do think really big. So yes, definitely more funding to help those families in need.
And anybody that's interested, obviously anybody that's getting ready to give birth, probably needs to contact you, obviously, for the lactation services and or attend the classes. I'm just going to give out your number. I mean, let's face it, it's going to be more than once, but I'll give it out right now. It is 321-345-3835. And I also know, you know, we're still early summer. I don't even know technically when summer starts, but, you know, school's out, so summer's here.
It's just hot all the time.
It's but Florida.
What about, I see in our show notes, again, we do have notes, folks, show notes that August is breastfeeding month?
Yes, it is. August is breastfeeding awareness month. Yes, it is. So we're going to actually have a online breastfeeding party August 30. Woo! Make sure you wear yellow. And in order, if you're interested, if anyone's interested, it doesn't matter if you're breastfeeding or just have any kind of breastfeeding concerns, or you may not be actually pregnant but still have questions, you're welcome to join. So it is a community event online. And pretty much because I facilitate a breastfeeding group, every last Wednesday, those moms are still trying to get the party pretty much together. So they're still planning this party. But if you're interested, anyone's listening, my contact number again, 321-345-3835. And give me your name and any kind of concerns that you may have. And also pretty much stating that you're interested in logging online to attend the breastfeeding party.
That's great. Now, we know the doula program is designed, particularly the Sisters Empowering Sisters, is designed for the two zip codes you mentioned, 34950, 34947. That was specifically designed because way back when we did, this is going to sound sad, and it is, but the FEMUR study, which is fetal infant mortality review, when they looked at where and why we had infant mortality, and particularly in our community, it kind of centered around those two zip codes, not the most predominant, but predominant. And what we found was, you know, we do have a system of care that is a nurse home visit and Healthy Start services and et cetera. But what we found was that a lot of mothers weren't necessarily taking part in it, and hence the doulas, because they're part of the community, and the mothers are more apt to join. And you know, it's kind of like a birth coach. This is a long way of me. I'm asking a question, I promise. So my thing is, you know, let's say I'm a mother, or I'm a soon to be mother, and I live in 34953 zip code. Can I call you for lactation services? If let's say I'm, you know, I'm struggling, or I'm nervous about it, or I have lots of questions. Even though they don't reside in that zip code, can I still call you?
Yes, definitely. You can still call me. And that is the reason why, Sean, honestly, I started providing private service outside of the Sisters program, because I would get that question asked a lot, like, hey, I need help. I've heard that you've been helping a family member or friend, but I don't live in those two zip codes. Are you still open to providing service? So that's pretty much how I became a private contractor as well. So definitely, if you live outside of those two zip codes, contact me if you're having breastfeeding issues or any kind of questions or concerns.
And I'll put this out there, you know, and I'm realize I'm the guy talking about breastfeeding, but I would encourage everybody, and male, female, like, to take down that number again, 321-345-3835, because, and Ashley, I'm sure you've run across this too. My wife experienced it. I know a lot of people that have given birth, and there's always a little bit of tension, questions, frustrations around breastfeeding. And to have somebody in our community that's kind of like an expert that you can call, even if you don't reside in those two zip codes, to kind of work through whatever it may be, I'm telling you, that will that's like a stress relief to that mother, and obviously healthier for the baby. Because again, Ashley, I'm sure you've seen it too. There's always a lot of stress, tension, questions about breastfeeding.
Yeah. And as we talked about the guilt too, I think it's again, that like guilt of expectation, like what a mom, how long she thought she might be able to breastfeed. And maybe it doesn't work out that way. And so there's like almost this grieving of the expectation that you had for how you were going to work with your baby and what that was going to look like. And so I do think it's important for, you know, all of us to, and for those of us who are not in that situation, who are not breastfeeding, to remember that our comments matter and the way that we talk about it matters. And there's certainly no shame or guilt that we need to be projecting onto any mom who's truthfully just doing the best that she can at that moment in time. And so having someone like Shantivia around who really can kind of be that expert and that voice of reason to say, like, you know, maybe we can try this and this will make things work better for you. Or, you know, just that advice, that holding, the hand holding is so important. And so really just grateful that we even have the opportunity to have someone like Shantivia here to have this conversation with people.
So, thank you so much,
Shantivia. We have like a minute left. So what are we missing besides giving out your phone number one more time? What is it? What other message can we give to the community and or expecting moms?
Well, I just want to leave you all with, if you have any breastfeeding issues or concern, it doesn't matter if you have breastfed before, if you were unsuccessful your first time around, please contact me. And as I said earlier, you were going to keep saying my phone number. So 321-345-3835, contact me. And I just really also want to talk about the doulas, Naomi, Raquel, Maria, and Lakira, I think as well. They do such a phenomenal job providing support as well. So really just encouraging moms to reach out to the health department as well, as far as, you know, getting labor support or any information as far as like birthing and labor and delivery as well. So that's pretty much all I have.
Well, thank you, Shantivia, for coming on. Again, congratulations on your Community Impact Award. And again, listeners, so important that you get that number down again, 321-345-3835, because I promise you, if you know a mother, a soon-to-be, somebody that's going to be giving birth, they're going to have lots of questions, and a lot of that is going to be around breastfeeding, and we have a great resource and a great superstar here that can work with families. So thank you again for coming on. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you as well.
All right. We are at the end of our show. We want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in. And it's a reminder that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.